Hey everybody, how's it going? It is Jason Willard with your Path to Greatness podcast. I wanted to get on today and actually change things up a little bit. We don't have a guest speaker this week, and I really wanted to dive into it, kind of take a time machine, move back in time, and help you guys understand why it is that I'm doing what I'm doing. A while back, as I started thinking about this, it really didn't hit me till about a year and a half ago, what I wanted to do with this. And the Path to Greatness podcast, the purpose of it and the why and the reason behind it drives so much from my soul and what I want to talk about. I think it's important for you guys to understand, as you're listening to this, this is going to be episode zero. So we're going back in time. And I wanted to show you why we're doing what we're doing. So here are a few reasons why you need to listen to the Path to Greatness podcast every single week that we turn it out, and why I think that it's going to be beneficial to your life. First off, if you feel in a slump, if you feel like a lull in your life and like you're missing something, I highly encourage you to listen to this. There are some keys to life that I feel like as you learn and develop, you're going to be able to implement in your life and change your life for the better. So the first reason that we decided to do this, Path to Greatness is for men and women that want to grow and develop themselves. One of the books that I absolutely love, which is the it's Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. And it wasn't until I read that I realized that no matter what you do, everything that happens in your life is on you, whether you like it or not. There is circumstances that happen to us that are hard to get through. But ultimately, you own you. You have to own every aspect of your life. And until you understand that, you will always be a victim of what's happening around you. I can't stress that enough to you. If you're going to go down this path, just realize that that's going to be something eventually that you're going to have to accept. And as you do, you're going to gain a ton from that experience. It's a big burden. It's a big weight. But it's a lot lighter than being a victim of what's happening around you. All too often, I see, if I was to diagnose the root of the reason that we're having as many problems as we're having in our society, I think it comes down to the fact that the family is being pulled apart. That's a really big part of our religion, is to be able to keep our families together. And I think it's important for you guys to understand what it is that's breaking them down. So in this podcast, we break that down and we try and understand, why are men and women getting torn apart? Why are families getting torn apart? And I think it stems a lot from their confidence and their ability to be resilient and have grit. A big part of the reason that you need to change is because you need to be there for your kids. You need to show up for your kids every day. They are relying on you to continually learn and develop yourself. One of my least favorite sayings is, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I feel like that's bull. That's an excuse that people make, that because they're old or they've already learned what they need to learn, that they don't need to continue to learn. I think there's quite a few 90-year-old men and women out there that could tell you differently. In that book, Extreme Ownership, it is so beneficial to be able to own your life. And this podcast is going to be able to help you own your life. The reason that we're in the bind that we are is because parents, mothers, fathers, they are not owning it. They're not coming. They're not showing up for their family and for their life. And the sooner that we can show up, the better off we're going to be. And I'm excited to be able to develop that way. There's been times where I haven't shown up. And when I do, I am so stoked. I'm so happy. And there's a vigor in life again. Excited about that. Number two, there is going to be more uncertainty. There's going to be more challenges in the future. From everything that I know and understand, it's just going to continue to get worse. But you have the ability to control your outcomes. And I want to train people to be able to face their fears, face their challenges with a grit mentality that I can get this done. I can handle hard things as long as I'm standing on something solid, as long as I'm fighting for something solid, then I can do anything. And truly, I mean, you look back in history, I can prove it over and over again to you that your situation is not the worst situation that there's ever been. And yet there's other people that have gone through it with a determination and a grit and a mentality that allows them to succeed and to overcome. So how did they do it? And that is one big part of this podcast. I need you guys to understand that I am not the expert on this. I am not. You know, I'm working with about half a brain cell, and you need to know that that no matter what, I am going to try and learn and develop and grow. And that's the purpose of this podcast. So it's not for me to come here and spit truth to you. Like, there's very few things that I'm going to say that are going to change your mind. But the experiences of others that they come to the table with, that's where I want you to learn and develop and grow, just like I am on this process. So I wanted to talk a little bit too about mental illness. It is rampant in our society today. And just as any other disease or thing that we treat, I feel like there is more of a holistic view of treating that. You know, with mental illness being so rampant in our society, there's certain things that are genetic, and I feel like there are certain things that are based on our ecosystem that's around us and just the environment that we live in. So if we can change the environmental things, I feel like those things that are genetic become easier to handle. I do believe that there is a time and a place for medicine and for medical professionals. And if you feel like that is what you need to be doing, that is definitely something that you need to take care of. But I do believe that there's a lot that we can do to be able to take care of our mental state. So here are four categories that we've talked about in other episodes and stuff like that. And I think as we focus on these four different categories, we'll be able to know and understand how we can help our bodies to be able to have, you know, good endorphins and the proper nutrition and stuff like that to be able to function properly. I can't tell you how many times where I've been in a slump and not feeling great, and as long as I get off the couch and move my body or do that, those small things, all of a sudden I start to feel better. So I do think that there's a lot we can do there. So those four categories are, first, spiritual. Make sure you are taking the time to connect spiritually with our Heavenly Father and being able to realize the reason that you're here on this earth. It is so important for you to have a purpose, to have a why, to be able to understand what it is that God wants you to do on this earth. So make sure that spiritual connection is there. And as you do so, you will feel better mentally. Next one would be physical. So as you go throughout your life, you know, we kind of all get in a slump where we don't really want to do much. There's just too many stresses, too many things happening. So we don't take the time to prioritize our physical health. And as we do that, our brain and our mental state kind of go into a funk, and we're not able to pull through like we need to. I've noticed a ton when I'm, you know, running or doing other things that if I focus on taking 10 minutes to do a little exercise and then get started on what I want to accomplish, I am that much further ahead. I am ready mentally to be able to accomplish those things. Now, I totally understand that I am not an expert at this. And so, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more reasons within our bodies and within our brains of why this helps us. And we're going to get professionals on here to be able to talk to you about what that is and why our bodies do those things. So spiritual and physical. And the third one is mental. How are you helping yourself by developing your mental toughness? You know, your brain is so powerful. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. We take time to be able to work on our physique, our bodies, and certain muscles, and yet the computer of our entire body, we very rarely work out. And I think it's so important for us to be able to do that. If we do not do that, anytime we come up to a roadblock or an issue, your inner self that is talking to you tells you whether you can or you can't. And whatever that voice is saying, it's true. That's what's going to happen. So until you can learn how to develop a positive mentality, a grit to be able to get through things, you will continue to fail at certain things. And I think it's so important for you guys to understand how connected all of our body is. Our brain with our muscles, with our endorphins, all of them work together to try and create a life. And it's so cool to see those that are flourishing, how well they do at controlling their mental toughness and ability. You can be in the worst situation possible. I'm excited to get people on here that have been through, you know, very traumatic events. You know, war and other things, cancer, we've already had people on for that, and just things that you don't have a whole lot of control over, but what they had control over was their mind. And because of that, they made it through, they won. And I think it's so important to understand the power of your mind, and you'll be able to do that as you listen to this podcast, listen to people that have been through hard things, to be able to develop your mind. All right, the fourth one is emotional resilience. You're going to be able to look at your life and be able to realize that our emotional ability to be able to connect with people, to be able to create awesome, lasting relationships, those are the things that matter. Those are what make a life rich and full. If you can figure out how to do these four things, your life will be so rich and so full. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for all of our listeners. That's what I want for everyone. And it's what I want. And that's why I'm creating this podcast, to be able to help other people and myself understand to have a full, rich life. And you can only do that with having a rounded and developed life. So all four of these categories are necessary. The emotional part of it, I feel like, is one of the most colorful and beneficial aspects of it, because as those relationships that you gain and develop here, I believe that we're going to have those in the life after this. And so the better acquainted we are with those around us, and the better we can make other people's lives, the better our life becomes. And I'm so excited for the relationships that I'm going to be able to help foster and develop on this, and to grow. And really, at the end of all of this, my biggest goal is to be able to develop a tribe around me that builds me up, that brings me along. I heard a quote recently by Brandon Turner. He said, if you want to have a happy life, surround yourself with people that make the extraordinary look like a Tuesday morning. And I want people like that around me. And I know that there is that in everyone, whether they choose to develop that or not, that's up to them. But I want to try and bring that out of people. We will talk about money on this podcast, but I want to make sure that everybody understands that those four categories that I talked about prior, those are what make a full life, a rich life. Money on top of that, it will come as you develop those other things. So yes, we're going to talk about it. Yes, we're going to talk about business and how you can develop in business. But just realize that if those other four things aren't there, then you don't have a well-rounded life. The money follows after those things. So, okay. As I mentioned before, guys, I am a father of three boys and one on the, well, we're not sure what it is, but one on the way. And, I'm so excited to be able to grow these boys into men. And as excited as I am just as nervous and scared, but I'm choosing to develop them instead of be fearful of it. So this podcast is going to be very focused because it's one of the things that I want to learn about the most, which is developing grit and emotional and spiritual and physical resilience in our children. I feel like a lot of the issues that we have in our society spawn from parents that aren't willing to develop this. And because they aren't willing to develop this, their children suffer. And because their children suffer, they don't know how to handle the hardships in life. Developing your kids, trying to help them understand that they're going to have to go through hard things. They're going to have to deal with this on a daily basis. So why not prepare them? Why would we try and bury our heads in the sand and pretend like everything is hunky-dory and protect them as much as possible? I don't want to be the one shield that protects them all the time, because as soon as I'm gone or not around or something like that, all of a sudden I can't help them. But if I teach them lessons and attributes that they can develop in themselves of how to be emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally resilient, that's when I set them free. That is when I give them power to be able to determine their own destiny. And, you know, I think too often us as parents, we give up on our dreams, we give up on our hopes, and because of that, we set our kids up for failure, because we show them that, hey, just keep your head down, don't look up, just, you know, do the same thing that everybody else is doing, and you're going to be able to make it through life. Well, you might make it through life, but are you going to have a great life? No. And I think that's what it comes down to, is that I want to be able to have my kids to be able to develop a great life. The best thing that I'm going to hand my kids down after I leave this world is knowledge. And I think it's important for them to understand that I hope to hand them down wealth or other things, but a knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ, a knowledge of God, a knowledge of how to work hard, how to develop yourself, how to become through Jesus Christ, that is what I want to develop in them. As I said before, I do want to focus on business quite a bit in here, because that really interests me. I think that business and developing a business is really hard. It's one of the hardest things. Most small businesses fail, and it's because, I mean, there's many reasons, but most small businesses fail. And I think it's important for me to be able to learn from those who have went on before, to have those mentors to help develop me. And hopefully you guys get something out of that as well. I'm excited to get some of the best thinkers onto our podcast. And really, I love the idea of developing and building a team. So those teams that work well together, that mesh, that have synergy, that really bring their A game. That is one of the best feelings ever, to be a part of a team like that. And I think that's one of the things that's going to make my life rich and full. And so that's why I want to learn about it. Part of having a well-rounded life is being able to connect with God, to be able to connect with nature. And, you know, there are so many health benefits and other things that, we'll dive into on being out in nature and pushing yourself in nature. I'm excited to be able to talk about what being outside and pushing yourself does. I don't think that you can go through this life and experience nature without feeling a sense of gratitude and thankfulness. And those are so important as we, you know, are trying to develop our mental toughness and our emotional resilience. We need to have that gratitude in our hearts for the life that we have around us. And there's so much happiness when you see a scene or, you know, animals and stuff like that, that are living in a way that they're living to their full measure. They are really thriving, and it's awe-inspiring, and it makes me want to thrive in my environment. And coming back to, you know, the everyday natural life, I realize how much I need to be able to see something else thriving to be able to help me to thrive. I think that's why I like gardens and stuff like that so much. It's just cool to see them grow and develop and to try and troubleshoot why it's not. So we'll talk a lot about, you know, nature and how to really connect with it so that it can build your emotional, spiritual, and physical resilience. I want to talk a little bit too about the principle of wake. This is some wake. If you've ever been boating before, a boat that's going on water, as things get choppy around you, there's going to be times where, yeah, you could be that person out in front that's really trying to cut through these waves and having such a hard time. But what provides safety and help for you is following somebody else's wake. And so that's finding a mentor. That's making sure that you see someone that's already cutting these waters and allow you to be able to come up right behind them and to be able to have a little bit smoother sailing because of them. Now you're going to be awake for someone else that's just barely starting. And how cool is it that we're able to feed off of each other like that? That's why we need relationships. That's why we need people around us. The wake that comes from us is going to benefit those other people down the road. And with that, there's a little bit of that in your own life. When you wake up in the morning and you don't want to get up, but you get up on that first alarm, that's just a small wake that you're sending out in front of yourself so that the next thing that you go to do that's difficult, you're able to follow right behind it and be able to have a little bit smoother sailing because of it. It gets easier and easier as you create habits that are healthy. It creates wake in your life and allows you to be able to cut through some smoother waters. It'll get easier and easier. And I've seen it time and time again. So the power of wake, it's amazing. Remember, not woke, wake. There's a difference between inspiration, motivation. That inspiration will come through a podcast. But motivation does not hit the ground until you do something about it. You need to be acting on these things, making sure that you are applying these things. And the minute you stop is the minute that you will unsubscribe from this page, because too much inspiration with lack of motivation is going to shut you down. We've got to get outside of our comfort zone. And if you keep on being told that you're living in your comfort zone and you're not willing to get out of it, it's going to be frustrating to you and you're not going to like this. So make sure that you are willing, as you listen to this, to step outside of that comfort zone, that you're ready to make a change, that you're ready to make a difference for your kids, for your wife, for your husband, for those around you. That should be the reason that you're moving forward and trying to develop yourself. Guys, I know this is a shorter one, and I am really excited that this is number zero, because I think it's important for you guys to understand what it is that you're going to get out of this moving forward. I hope you're stoked and excited to be able to learn about these things. There's going to be so many good people that are going to help us develop. You know, there's going to be some fun things coming down the pipeline as far as experiences and things like that that you guys can participate in. I'm just stoked to be able to spend time with you guys too. You know, I love being in your car, but I'm excited to be able to see you guys and help develop with you. Thanks, guys. I am so excited to be able to get a few more episodes in and to be able to have you guys hear about all the amazing people that are around us. That's the other thing is, I mean, you just build a sense of confidence in people around us. I know I talk a lot about society and how bad it's getting and stuff like that, but you know what? How good is it that we're able to have these amazing people that do hard things, that push through hard things? That means that you're going to be able to do that. One day you're going to be able to do the same as them and cut through really hard things because you've seen them go through those hard times. You know it's possible. And as soon as you know it's possible, that's what opens up the floodgates to so many more options and blessings and things that you're going to come into in your life. So to end, thanks guys so much for being a part of this tribe and being able to help me on this journey and be able to hopefully help you guys to develop grit and mental toughness. So please keep on listening and making sure that you guys are catching up the new updates and things that are coming out. Go like and follow our page, Path to Gritness, on Instagram. It is going to be full of content from other people of how you can go ahead and develop and grow. And all of these aspects that we talked about here, those are going to be the things that we're covering. I think that you're going to latch on to certain things and pull it into your life and realize how beneficial it is. You know, you're going to see some of the things that we're going to be doing in the future with those experiences and get some clue in on those through the Path to Gritness on Instagram. So that's Path to Gritness on Instagram. Thanks, guys, again. I'm excited to see you guys down the road. Thanks.